Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As South Dakotans prepare for a holiday weekend, traffic on the interstate's roads and highways becomes more congested. Beginning July 1st, that's tomorrow, drivers in South Dakota need to keep their hands off their mobile devices and their eyes on the road. That behavior could save more than 2,800 lives nationwide per year. Major Jason Husby with the South Dakota Highway Patrol joins us today for an update on the new law and what you need to know about compliance. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Lori.
Now, as we talk with people throughout the state, I keep hearing that, wait a minute, didn't we already have a law against texting and driving? So let's start with what exactly has changed.
So we did have a law against texting and driving, but the law was fairly narrow in its focus and essentially just prevented that, just texting or sending a text message. The new law has changed several things.
All right, let's try. This all starts in the state legislature with House Bill 1169, passed during this session, goes into effect tomorrow. What exactly are the nuances of it? Where do you want to begin?
I guess what the new law or House Bill 1169 addresses is it essentially makes a much broader definition on what you can and can't do in a vehicle. And essentially, you cannot use a mobile electronic device in a vehicle, but there are certain exemptions that still allow for specific things that people can do while they're operating a vehicle on a highway.
All right. Can we talk on the phone? Can we make a phone call and talk to somebody while we drive still?
Yep, absolutely. So the things you can still do on your phone while you're driving is you can still summon help, whether that be text message to 911 or a phone call to 911. You can still communicate with an emergency service. You can still use a GPS to help you get where you're going. You can still dial a phone number and talk on the phone. And then you can still use the mobile electronic device if you're using a voice-operated or a hands-free.
All right. So let's get specific about what you can't do. You can't scroll Facebook while you drive, right?
Yes. So all social media, which this was not prohibited before. Again, like I said, it was only text messaging was prohibited. You can now social media is specifically prohibited. So, and that it would be a very general term. You can't post, you can't scroll, you can't do any of that stuff while you're operating a motor vehicle.
Let's talk about, compliance and officers. Can you be pulled over for this kind of behavior? Is it something that's secondary to another offense? Tell us a little bit about enforcement and compliance.
So that was part of the law changes. It was moved into a Class 2 misdemeanor. Previously, it was a petty offense. It's now a Class 2 misdemeanor. And it is a primary, which means if the officer sees you scrolling Facebook or Snapchat or any one of those things, you can actually be stopped for that violation. You know, as far as the enforcement of it, we are trying to educate people. We want people to know this is a change to the law. We feel most of the time in South Dakota, when the law changes, people are great and we get very good voluntary compliance. We understand not everybody's going to comply with it, but we do expect with the law change, it will just kind of jog people's memory, remind them they can't do this, and they'll not do it while they're driving a vehicle.
Right. And, we're also talking now at the 4th of July weekend, people who are visitors to the state or are tuned in to SDPB as they drive across the state. We always, during this time of year, get emails to folks who say, oh, I was listening to your show and I learned so much about South Dakota. So for visitors to the state, it's also a good reminder that this might be new to the state, but yes, it is here too. And if you've heard in the past that that wasn't the law, now it is. Let's talk a little bit about what you see and what your officers see, because I know me just driving around town see some pretty egregious attempts by people to drive without looking at the road very often at all because they're looking down at their laps. What do you see? What is the behavior really like?
You know, we see the same thing. And previously with the old law, the texting specifically, it was a secondary offense. So what you would see is somebody swerving or not driving the best, and then the officer, trooper, whoever, would notice probably a device in their hand, and you'd be surprised what you can see. So now with this law, if you simply see somebody working on those types of things, you know, Facebook, and with the screen size and everything on these devices, it's actually fairly easy to see. And I know we all see it in our personal cars. And that's one thing I want to mention is if you're sitting at a stoplight or a stop sign or something, you still cannot be scrolling Facebook or doing the other things I talked about earlier. And that's where you'll see it a lot. You also will see it on the interstate. I know I had a friend of mine share a story with me. He saw this yesterday going down the interstate. There was, you know, a person driving with both of their knees and had both of their hands on their, you know, phone that was sideways, clearly scrolling social media. That isn't safe, especially on the interstate. I mean, we're traveling at 110 feet per second or so. So even just taking your eyes off the road for a minute really creates, or even a second, really creates that unsafe situation.
According to the National Highway Transportation Safety Association, they say if you're going 55 miles per hour for 5 seconds, you look down, you've driven the equivalent of a football field with your eyes closed, which doesn't sound very appealing, especially when you do the math for 80 miles an hour, really how much space you're covering without even looking at where you're going at a very, very high speed. Will officers, when something like this happens, are they looking to engage with the community a little more often? Are they looking to pull people over and, you know, enforce this right away? Or how does it kind of roll out, you know, from a shift perspective?
You know, like anything else, the main thing we want is voluntary compliance. So we are looking to, you know, educate our citizens, or like you pointed out, the travelers that are going to be clearly coming through this weekend with the 4th of July. That's the main goal. That we've done several interviews on this. Our public information officer has done a great job of doing specific news releases to this. We've made ourselves available for interviews. We really want people just to be aware of the law change and then comply with it. Now, with that goes, we do have a law, obviously, and some people aren't going to comply with it. And that's going to be up to the individual, you know. For us, it'd be the troopers or individual agencies to, you know, engage people with it. If they see a violation, they can definitely address it. The troopers are well aware of it. We've put information out as well. And it's like anything else. You know, we can solve some traffic stops with a warning. Unfortunately, in other ones, we do have to issue a citation. That's really up to our individual employees' discretion when they're dealing with the person that's violated it.
All right. Use that hands-free mode and stay safe. Major Jason Husby, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much again for having us on and helping us get the message out.